wanna spend a little time with you. Yeah, boy, wanna sip a little wine with you.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge issued a temporary injunction against the Trump administration's buyout for federal employees.
For the moment, the buyout plan remains in limbo. At a hearing Monday, Boston-based federal judge George O'Toole said he would leave his temporary stay in place until he decides whether to impose an injunction. Federal workers' unions have sued to block the buyout, arguing the president has no legal authority to offer payouts through September, with agency funding currently set to run out next month.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. President Trump expected to sign off on imposing 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum imports as early as today. A busy round of confirmation votes this week in the Senate, including Director of Intelligence nominee Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. to lead Health and Human Services. Your 2 cents worth may become a thing of the past. President Trump calling on the Mint to stop production of the penny, saying it's wasteful and costs more to make the 1 cent coin. Plenty of pennies remain in circulation. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. The Winter School District would like to inform you all that they are closed for the day. According to a Facebook post from the school district, due to a water main break, the village president has directed the Winter School District to close the school on February 10th, that is today, to alleviate strain on the water system during the repairs. They appreciate your understanding and cooperation, and they ask that you please stay tuned for further updates and do not hesitate to reach out with any questions or concerns. This post can be found on the Winter School District's Facebook page under that very same name, Winter School District. Saturday, February 15th at 4 p.m., there's a steak dinner fundraiser for Healing Patriots. This will be taking place at Auxiliary Post 7300, and they'd like to remind you to not wait on the tickets, as they do typically sell very fast. You can contact Healing Patriots for tickets. Once again, this is happening Saturday, February 15th at 4 p.m. over at Auxiliary Post 7300 in Glidden. Following the ending of an agreement with American Airlines, Air Wisconsin is downsizing. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Following the ending of an agreement with American Airlines, Air Wisconsin is downsizing. The regional carrier has notified state officials of potential layoffs impacting up to 513 employees in the state. The cuts are impacting both unionized and management positions. It's all part of a company-wide workforce reduction set to begin March 31st. Operations are impacted at Appleton International and at Mitchell in Milwaukee. Air Wisconsin says the full extent of the reductions still isn't clear, adding that the union jobs could end up coming back.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Eagles win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22. Linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer, Wisconsin, and former Badger intercepted a pass just before the half that set up another Eagles touchdown.
When I'm relaxing with my family in Wisconsin, I'm going to think about where I came from, what I did, and where I'm going.
The Chiefs denied the chance to be the first team to win 3 Super Bowls in a row, quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I can't turn the ball over early in the game when it's not going our way, and I'll have to learn from that and try to be better the next opportunity that I hopefully get.
NBA, the Bucks with a win at home, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I think I hit my first two threes, so, you know, obviously that's a good sign. You know, you hit those couple threes, it feel good. You see the ball go in early. The ball was moving. It was just a good flow to the game, so I felt good because of the flow of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
We are heading into a cold week this week. We'll be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high near 12 this afternoon. Some light snow this evening, and then we will clear out and drop down to around 20 below zero by Tuesday morning. Tuesday sunshine with a high of only 3 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
98 Q Country.
Maybe all I got's this beat-up leather bag. And everything I own don't fill up half. But don't you worry about the way I pack. All I care about is getting back real soon. A goodbye kiss is all I need from you. 'Cause I'm carrying your love with me. West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving when the good Lord speaks. Carrying your love with me. It's my strength for holding on. Every minute that I have to be gone, I'll have everything I'll ever need. I'm carrying your love. Highway stuck out in the rain. Darling, all I have to do is speak your name. The clouds roll back and the waters part. The sun starts shining in my heart for you. You're right there and everything I do. I'm carrying your love with me. West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving with a good Lord's speed. Carrying your love with me. It's my strength for holding on. Every minute that I have to be gone, I'll have everything I'll ever need. With a good Lord's speed, carrying your love with me.
George Strait, Carrying Your Love With Me. You're listening to WCQM 98Q Country here at the start of the 4 o'clock hour. This five in a row we're right in the middle of is brought to you by K&B Refrigeration of Medford, or find them inside Ken's Carpet Center. That's their appliance outlet, and from either spot, they've got your major brand appliance needs handled. They meet your needs. They meet your budget. They are K&B Refrigeration of Medford. And inside Ken's Carpet Center of Phillips. We got Low Cash coming up right now. And then after, four more country songs to make it five in a row from K&B Refrigeration. We're talking football. Stay tuned to 98Q. Here's Low Cash.
Yeah, life is like a jukebox. Just push play. Not everybody's first verse sounds the same. But we all get born and we all get raised. Where there is some boondocks on Marina Del Rey. Everybody turns wild when you're 16. Slow roll big timing on Main Street. Everybody's got holes in their blue jeans. If you bought them that way or not, turn it up and sing along. We all work till the daylight's gone. We all knock off the edge around five. Fall in love from a kiss on Friday night. They love like a brother. Now who ain't ever tasted better cooking than their mother? And who ain't got a story to tell? And who ain't made it through some hell? Who don't love somebody, don't miss somebody? If you're down, sing with somebody. Turn it up and sing along. We all work till the daylight's gone. We all knock off the edge around five. Fall in love from a kiss on Friday. One big country song.
Yeah.
Brand new country.
Hey, y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can. Ooh.
This is Dylan Marlowe.
Yeah, he's to the boys back home drinking dirt old beers on a Friday night.
Oh, yes.
98Q Country.
I saw a truck backing out of your drive. You were sitting in the passenger side, messing with the radio. You had your sunglasses on. I pulled over 'cause I couldn't believe 2 weeks ago that was you and me riding down these old back roads singing our song. Should have been.
and caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin, 'cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. She's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. Sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas.
98 Q Country. At 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
He left me crying late one Sunday night outside of Boulder. He said he had to find himself out on the road. I guess when love goes wrong, you gotta learn to be strong. So I worked two jobs and I moved three times. I ended up south of Memphis, working down in Riverside. I may not be so lucky in love, but the one thing I'm sure of, hot July morning. His hair was longer, but his eyes were the same old blue. He said, I've missed you for so long.
Joe DiMassina here on 98Q Country, Stand Beside Me. Blake Shelton before that one with Texas, and we're talking football tangentially related to the Super Bowl. Joel was asking me this morning about Super Bowl commercials while we were making an episode of The Gray Area on his morning show. There was one commercial that I caught yesterday that's kind of snowballed into a bit of a theory for me. And it was the flag football commercial. I'm not talking about the Brad and Chad part of it. I don't care. That was obviously not aimed at me, so it didn't bother me much. But they were talking about girls flag football as a varsity sport in all 50 states, mentioning that somewhere around 15 states or so had already sanctioned girls football as an option for schools to team up around. Now, this kind of info comes in the lead up to flag football being featured in the 2028 Summer Olympics. Notable NFL players like Mike Evans, Patrick Mahomes, and a lot of others actually expressing interest in professional flag football and Olympic flag football especially. Now, this is my own unfounded hunch here, but I want to go on record as wondering. I wonder whether flag football is being built up right now in general, in case it's needed as a substitute for tackle football. I mean that in a few ways. Imagine another player strike, something like we've seen in the distant past. Or, maybe a bit more likely, imagine the NFL Players Association, the group of players and former players who bargain to set the rules of team and player and league interaction. Imagine that body of players pushes for player safety so deep as to eliminate tackling. If that happened tomorrow, let's say, there would be panic, rolling blackouts, food riots. Just, there's no real reason to believe we're headed towards such a thing, especially because slippery slope arguments are inherently flawed, but there's no denying that the league and the NFLPA have ushered in more and more safety measures each decade. Having a second entire league that's basically immune from the player safety discussion because, you know, no tackling would be incredibly powerful as an option for a league facing that kind of crisis. Maybe you would ignore flag football most of the time if you had both available, but let's say that player strike happens in the tackling league. Would you rather watch replacement tackle players, or would you rather watch the best flag football players just keep doing their thing? Even if you ignore flag football when tackle football is an option to watch, I think flag football is the better second option when tackle football's not available to watch. So that's today's tinfoil hat theory. Flag football as backup football? We're going to do something a little bit new today. If you'd like to share your thoughts with me, I'd love you to do so. Full stop. That's the most important part. You can do so by texting us through the Civic Media app. There's a lot of ways to contact us right now. That's awesome, but it does mean some messages are easier to miss, depending on how you send them to me. I'll say our text line might be the best way to make sure that I see what you're saying in particular. If it's for me, put my name on it, please. G-R-A-Y, like they spell the color here in America. But yeah, I want to see it, what you've got to say. Understand it. Hopefully. That's kind of on both of us. We'll work on that. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Use the Civic Media app. Hit the text button. Tell me what you think about the idea of flag football as a backup to tackle football. And no, I'm not saying that the NFL would just swoop in and say, all right, it's flag football time. But imagine 10 years of kind of warming us up to the idea. You know, wouldn't a second league be kind of useful, even if it's quite a bit different in that it's flag football? We'll talk football again here during the 4 o'clock hour, but first we've got to take a break for the Motorsports Minute twice a day here on 98Q and a look at the weather after a word from sponsors. That's what's coming up next here on WCQM.
98Q Country.
The 2025 Hall of Fame class is enshrined in Charlotte. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass, brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful, commanding, unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous, fun, techie.
Trailblazer.
Stylish, nimble.
Trax.
Innovative, electric.
Blazer EV.
Lightning Round champions. You've guessed all the right Chevy clues.
Wherever the year takes you, explore it together in the Chevy of your choice. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
The 15th NASCAR Hall of Fame class was inducted on Friday night in Charlotte, a class that included Pioneer Championship-winning car owner Ralph Moody, 23-time Cup Series winner Ricky Rudd, and 28-time Cup Series winner and 2007 Xfinity Series champion Carl Edwards, who says he wasn't ever expecting a spot in the hall. Dr. Dean Sicking was given the Landmark Award for his outstanding contributions to the sport with his help in the development of the safer barrier. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Good afternoon. We're coming to the end of the day. How did your investments perform today? Is it time to apply for Social Security benefits? Or maybe you've retired and you have to figure out what to do with your 401k. So many questions can be overwhelming. Let the experienced team at Forward Investment Services guide you through the steps needed to meet all of your financial goals. Learn more online at forward.bank/investments or visit their Park Falls or Phillips locations. Not FDIC insured. No bank guarantees. May lose value. Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Looking for the perfect way to celebrate Valentine's Day? Make plans to visit the Park Falls Family Restaurant for a special Valentine's menu this Friday. Enjoy delicious dinner options for two, featuring juicy steaks, jumbo shrimp, and even lobster. Every meal includes your choice of potato soup or salad, and don't forget to treat your sweetheart to a complimentary piece of pie. Serving from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Valentine's Day, happy Valentine's Day from the Park Falls Family Restaurant, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
K&B Refrigeration North in the Ken's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service. Located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text PLAN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text PLAN to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text PLAN to 200-300. That's PLAN to 200-300. PLAN to 200-300.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created created more than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We are heading into a cold week this week. We'll be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high near 12 this afternoon. Some light snow this evening, and then we will clear out and drop down to around 20 below zero by Tuesday morning. Tuesday sunshine with a high of only 3 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
Stars are here tonight.
Uh-huh. Hey, everybody, this is Parker McCollum.
Hey, y'all, this is Drew Baldry.
Hey, y'all, it's Luke Combs.
98 Q Country.
Lay back and smell the sun, warm up the Georgia pie. Feels so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything living like we'll never die. Come on and stay a while if you don't believe me. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything I need and nothing I down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything I need and nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Oh, everything I need. And nothing that I don't.
In the band just started, the singer couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. Was on a mission to drown her memory, but I thought no way with all this ruckus. But after one round with Jose Cuervo, I caught my boots tapping along with the beat. And after two rounds with Jose Cuervo, that band was sounding pretty darn good.
lost count and started counting again. One round with Jose Cuervo. I went two rounds with Jose Cuervo. Three rounds with Jose Cuervo.
Oh, give me another.
Woo! Five.
Or four.
Four.
AQ Country.
We've been swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since you kissed, felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something battering makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears rolling down your face. When I walked out that door, that's when I lost it. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it mends or it breaks? Between a rock and a hard place. For the record, shit, throwing in the towel takes some effort. So I'd rather ride it out for better weather. Tears rolling down your face. When I walked out that door, that's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin. Damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it mends or it breaks? Between a rock and think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Tears rolling down in your face as I walked out that door. That's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin. Damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all? Can we take
1, 2, 3, 4
from downtown?
Move it.
To down in the holler. Get your country on with us.
So much fun.
98Q Country.
$700 was a heck of a deal for a 400 horsepower jukebox on wheels, and that road
kicking up dust. We both know it's just a matter of time till our hearts start racing for that county line. What about now? How about tonight? Baby, for once, let's don't think twice. Let's take that spin that never ends that we've been talking about. What about now? Why should we wait? We can change these.
Star. What about now? You know, why not now? What about right this second, right here on 98Q Country. Before that, it was Rockin' a Hard Place from Bailey Zimmerman. We're talking football for the second of two times, like we do every day during the 4 o'clock hour. Text me your thoughts, by the way. We were talking about flag football as a potential replacement someday or in certain scenarios, like a player strike, for example. Let me know what you think about that idea. And I know the knee-jerk reaction is, you can't just get rid of the tackling. And I don't blame you. I completely agree. It's a completely different game. But imagine a couple of years of warming up to the idea. Could you envision a world where we watch more flag football than tackle football? I kind of can. I think the PR team at the NFL they've got a lot to do with what people like to watch, at least slowly over time. But anyway, news broke over the weekend that the New York Jets, have chosen to move on from former Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. No big surprise there. Rodgers is coming off his worst healthy season in the NFL, though it is worth mentioning that even at 41 years old, his worst season still involved throwing for almost 4,000 yards and 28 touchdowns against just 11 interceptions. If Aaron wants to play, expect teams to kick the tires. I'd personally love to see another season of the type of decision-making and ball placement that rendered whole defensive units useless when he was a Packer, but it wouldn't be with the Jets, so where could Rodgers land? It goes without saying that I'm going off the deep end of guessing and speculation here, but only in that more reasonable way of guessing that likes to involve a dash of logic and a little bit of reason. So, who obviously needs a quarterback on day one of the true offseason? That's a short list. Ignoring the Jets, of course, leaves the Browns, the Raiders, the Giants, the Saints, and the Titans. This year is not seen as one with many blue chip prospects at quarterback in the draft, so expect skilled veterans to get looks from a few of those teams. Naturally, teams who don't have a quarterback locked down don't win much, so it's not a surprise that all six of these needy teams we've mentioned currently hold six of the first nine draft picks this coming April. The other top Niners belong to the Patriots, Jaguars, and Jets, each with shiny new head coaches, and the Panthers, who actually finished somewhat strong for their 5-12 record last season and look poised for improvement next season. So, five early picks from teams needing quarterbacks, and really only two quarterbacks given first-round grades by many who grade prospects. Let's make a big assumption and assume that those two higher-graded prospects go to two of those five teams. Let's call it three openings left. So, are there three quarterbacks out there who could be free agents this offseason and who would look better than Aaron Rodgers to some teams? Honestly, yeah, Excuse me. Rodgers is 41 years old. The list of pending free agents includes Sam Darnold, Joe Flacco, also over 40, Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, getting up there, Andy Dalton, getting up there, Carson Wentz, and more than a dozen others, though these are probably the top handful from the bunch. Any of these players might get new contracts from their old teams, from new teams, the moment the new league year comes around early in March, so expect the first couple moves to happen quickly at that time. Here's the fun part. Rodgers could just retire. Wouldn't that be something? Out with a total whimper. And because of that, I honestly hope not. This has been a fun dive into a bottomless pool of what if that I usually try to avoid, but I brought a life jacket today, so I figured why not. It was fun. But again, I do avoid the what if for a reason. This was all I made all this up. There was no real logic behind any of this. Some of it sounded decent.